The program, dubbed Empowerment Scholarship Accounts, essentially sets up a checking account for parents to use for permissible expenses. Foes, including the Arizona Education Association, said that runs afoul of constitutional provisions which bar public funds from being used to subsidize private and parochial schools. But the Supreme Court, without comment, ratified a lower court ruling upholding the program as legal because the parents, and not the state, decide where the money goes. The ruling comes as Representative Debbie Lesko is working to expand eligibility to perhaps 800,000 of the state's 1.1 million youngsters.
It's a win for the students in Arizona. It will give them more opportunities and more educational choices.
Andrew Morrill, president of the Arizona Education Association, said the ruling makes it more important than ever for lawmakers to concentrate on the remaining question. Does the program work?
If we're going to leave this in the arena of public policy, we had better make sure that we can say definitively voucher programs are good overall.
Some legislators want students getting vouchers to take the same standardized tests as youngsters in public schools. But supporters say parents are in the best position to know if their children are getting the education they need. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.